Welcome to Second Chance Romance, where we go looking for love in absolutely the wrong place. Our show. Holly, mm-hmm. Who do we have?
This morning we are joined by Dustin.
Hi, Dustin.
Hey, what's up?
What's up with you? How are you doing?
Yeah, my sister said this is the place for a second date. I hope she's right.
That's right. That's what we do.
You may be estranged from your sister by the time you're done with this. I'm sorry. Anyway.
Yeah, do you have a good relationship with your sister, Dustin?
How stable is that relationship, Dustin?
I guess we'll find out.
Yeah, you're right, my friend. Dustin, go ahead and tell us about your date with Amber.
Yeah, my date. So we met on Tinder, and she's super hot. She's flirty, and I don't know. She's not looking for anything serious, which is refreshing because I've been running into a lot of women who are just like looking for a dad. I mean, not for them, but you know, they've got kids and obligations and baggage. And if I'm being honest, that's just not me and what I'm looking for. So.
Yeah. So they're looking for somebody to be a father figure, but like not a daddy.
Right.
Yeah, okay. Just clarify.
Yeah.
Yeah. For their kids.
Yeah.
So what'd you do on your date?
Well, we met for drinks. It was chill. It was at Halftime Rec. And I wanted to keep it casual, no pressure. So we had a few drinks, just get to know each other, you know?
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Now, we do ask Dustin to look inside yourself to maybe look back on the date. So look back on the date. You guys had some drinks. Now, was there anything weird that happened on the date? Is there anything that you're like, oh, okay, maybe I messed this up. I spilled a drink. I said something weird or awkward. Anything like that happen?
No, I don't think so. I thought we had some, like, you know, good conversation, a little fiery debate about just a few topics. But, I mean, not really.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
But no, did you feel at any point like, you... Go ahead.
We didn't get political or anything serious. I'm just not looking for that.
Okay, so it was just like, it was good banter is kind of what I'm hearing. It wasn't, you know, that you feel like you said something that would have offended her.
Right.
All right.
Okay.
Well, you guys were looking to hook up. Did you hook up at all, or...
Sadly, I thought we were going back to my place, but that didn't happen. Maybe I was getting a little too hopeful, but I thought from all of our flirting and basically her all telling me that she was ready to go and get together before the date even started, it was all but a sure thing, but I mean, I'd still like for it to happen.
Okay.
I mean, hey.
So you definitely didn't feel the friend zoning. You didn't feel that.
No, not at all.
Okay. Dustin, here's what we're going to do. We're going to put you on hold. You're going to hear what's happened. You can hear what's going to happen next. Amber's on hold. She hasn't heard anything. We have hold music with her. So she thinks that she is just taking part in a dating segment that she was nominated by a friend or family person. She doesn't know what's about her or you. So... stand by. We're going to do the best we can, okay?
Very cool.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Can you put... Holly, could you put hold music with him real quick, too? For just a second?
He's on hold, yeah.
Okay.
How are you feeling?
Oh. How am I feeling? You know when you eat bad pork?
Oh, that's the worst.
That's how I'm feeling.
Your stomach's all messed up.
Oh, guys, maybe she just had diarrhea or something.
You're gonna barf.
Yeah. You know, sometimes that happens, or maybe like, you know, I'm just saying, scheduling dates and things aren't, you know, proper for a hook. Oh, I don't know, just maybe something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
Okay. Well, let's go ahead.
I'm scared.
I'm very, very scared.
Okay.
Let's put him on regular hold now. Okay. And then let's go to Amber. Amber?
Hey.
Don't know why I'm yelling. Amber, I have a microphone. I don't know why. Amber, I apologize. I don't know why I felt the need to scream your name. I have a microphone in front of me. Amber, how you doing?
I'm excited to be here. Yeah, what's going on?
Oh, thank you. Well, we never hear that. This is, sorry, we have low self-esteem. So we, we're just excited when anyone likes us. Amber, we do a dating segment called Second Chance Romance. And thank you for being a part of it. You were nominated by a friend, I believe. So you're live right now. I just want to remind you. So whatever you say, this is actually a radio show. It shocks us. This is about reuniting people that have gone on dates before. And this is where we kind of fibbed, or we didn't give you all the information. You were nominated. Uh-huh. You were actually nominated because someone went out on a date with you specifically and wanted to reunite. Are you scared at this moment?
I mean, I'm wondering who it might be.
Dustin.
Oh, hell. Okay.
Okay. It's our Amber, it's our understanding that nothing much happened after the first date. Can I get in your business a little bit and ask you why? Was there a reason?
Sure. I mean, dude just does not know when to back off or like when to mind his own business, and I don't like that.
What do you mean?
All up in your grill?
not exactly that, but like, so yeah, I meet Dustin for a few beers. We like, I don't know, looks like it would be fun. And we kind of are looking for the same thing, which is just casual, you know? And it was like, it started out looking just like that. But then he just got stuck on a theme and would not let it drop. Like he just was determined to find out my body count. You know what that is?
Yeah.
And I feel like that's not really anyone's business, and I just met this guy, so I wasn't really that into that.
Mm. Ew, so he just kept asking you?
Yeah, like he wouldn't stop. Like I would change the subject and he would circle back and be like, so like what is it? What's the number? I don't know. That just doesn't seem cool. And like, what he did know is that I'm divorced. That's like on my profile. And, you know, I married my high school sweetheart, so I didn't have a lot of experience. Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
And now I'm divorced and I'm kind of making up for lost time or something. So I thought that was enough.
So you're just living your life.
You're living. Amber, I don't want to prolong this because you seem very nice and you're just very honest right there. You were really honest. Dustin is the one who nominated you. I'm sure you have figured that out. Dustin is actually on the other line because he did want to reunite with you. But now it's going to turn into Dustin has some Lucy explaining to do. So let's go ahead and put Dustin up. Hey, Dustin, you just heard that. What do you want to say? Well, first, say hi to Amber, and then what do you want to say?
Hi.
Okay, this is gross. So, like, you weren't clear that I just don't want anything to do with you?
Wait, come on. I was just joking with you.
Just joking. So you pounded me until I finally gave you a number, and then you were, like, in shock, and like wouldn't give me yours.
I mean it wasn't like that. I mean it is a lot, which I guess is fine.
Do you even know how stupid you sound? So you want to get with me but you can't handle me?
Who's gonna ask?
I'll do it today.
Thank you.
Jace, do you want to?
you know.
No, you go ahead. You go ahead.
I'll do it.
Yes, hey, you go ahead.
Amber, I can kind of predict this, yeah. But we're just gonna offer. If we throw you a gift card from one of our sponsors, we'll pay for the date. If you want to do a second one, I think if I have your paperwork in front of me, I'm going to mark you down as a no. Am I right on that?
I mean, I wish I could take the gift card and not have to do the rest. So, yeah, no, okay. Absolutely not. And just like FYI, everybody out there, do not hook up with a Dustin. I mean, I'm sorry to all the other Dustins in the world, but this guy just ruined it for you.
Rude. I guess you can't take the truth.
Amber, thank you for your...
You can't take the truth. Oh, jeez.
Amber, okay. Thank you. Again, looking at your paper, your file, we're going to mark you down as a no. So thank you very much, Amber.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Time of your day.
Hail to the
Released.
Good luck, Dustin.
Good luck.
Ugh.
Okay. Well, that happened.
Mm-hmm. I guess sorry to all the other Dustins out there.
I've said it before, especially what's funny is we talked about our relationships earlier.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so glad I'm not single. Oh, even when I do want to put just a little bit of poison in Colin's cereal that he doesn't eat. I'm so grateful for him.
Yes.
Yeah. Because it's either deal with Dustin or get yourself a Dune 2 popcorn bucket. Which is probably the better option at this point.
Yeah, it is. Oh. Second Chance Romance, Tuesdays and Thursdays, unfortunately. the top of our third hour. The full size. Oh, God. That was just.
Dune popcorn bucket. We'll, need different sizes.
Yeah. Oh. No, one size fits all. We'll be back after this. Yeah, yeah. Hi, everybody. It's Jason for Skin Rejuvenation Clinic. Such a great, huge, big sale going on right now on laser treatments at Skin Rejuvenation Clinic. But you have to take advantage of this quickly because it's going to be over at the end of the month. And you know how these work now. These sales last for a month and then they're over and then a new sale pops up. Right now, you can get $150 off Halo and Moxie. Moxie is like the baby Halo. And Halo, oh, let me tell you, you may need a day or two of downtime, but your skin will be so refreshed. And this is the time to do it, like a few weeks before a vacation, a few weeks before your summer vacation. But you need to schedule now because $150 off will not last long. And if you're a VIP Lux member, you're going to also get $400 in free products. Seriously. Sign up to be a Lux member at skinrejuvenationclinic.net. Call today for an appointment.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
Welcome back, Jason and Alexis in the morning. Let's get caught up with the news of the day in the Dirt Alert with Holly Roberts. Hello, Holly.
Oh, hello. Are we going to have a new James Bond by the end of the week? The Sun tabloid says yes, and they're pointing to Aaron Taylor Johnson.
Ooh.
As being the next James Bond. Aaron Ooh. Taylor Johnson has, he's been around Hollywood for quite some time. He's been in a Godzilla movie. He is incredibly ripped for the upcoming movie Kraven the Hunter. And The Sun is reporting that Taylor Johnson will sign the contract this week after he was formally offered the role.
Oh, he is a great choice. If you are not familiar with him, you actually know who he is, even if you don't know his name. Look him up. Oh, I'm very happy with this. If it's true.
If it's true. Exactly. Yeah. We don't know if this is true. Now, remember, it's according to The Sun, a tabloid. But honestly, everyone's picking up the story and they're kind of running with it. It would make sense, I suppose. He's a British dude. He's got muscles and he's looking nice, you know. And there have been lots of names bantered about over the course of years. Who's going to be playing James Bond? Idris Elba has been bantered about. He would also make a great one. But it seems like he's doing other projects. I was looking on the trades and he's going to be directing a movie and doing some other things. Now, I kind of believe this.
And you know what I like about this is, it's going to be a younger Bond.
Yes.
If you think of it's all of them, Pierce. Yeah,
he's 33.
Yeah, Roger Moore. It's going to Timothy Dalton. They've all been older.
Right.
Very nice.
Yeah. Another name bantered about, Regé John Page. But honestly, his career after he left the first season of Bridgerton.
Right.
Oh, my goodness. You know, he tried to make himself an action star. He tried to make himself an A-list Hollywood film personality. Has really quite worked for him.
No. Mm-hmm. And there was one role that he had that he got
panned.
Devoured. Right, Lex? What was it? The reviews, they basically, they were just saying he can't act his way out of a Ziploc bag. And that probably did not help him.
That's the Dungeons and Dragons movie he was in.
That's right. And
The Gray Man.
Yeah. That's on Netflix. Well, you know, it's all right. Okay. So we'll see if that's true. By the end of the week, we may have a new James Bond.
All right.
Shakira is setting the record straight, reacting to a viral video from last year that claimed that a jam jar, like an actual jar of jam that you spread on your toast, alerted her to her ex Gerard Piqué's alleged infidelity.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So that report happened last year where Shakira apparently had grown suspicious that her ex was cheating on her because she came home from a trip to find fruit spread. And apparently, like, that her sons and her ex don't like missing from its container. Who ate the jam? So she crossed the T's and dotted the lowercase J's, and the rumor has it is that she was like, it's whoever you're sleeping with, and it's not me.
Ooh.
Well, she's a name like Smuckers.
It has to be good. Is it jam or preserve? Sucker? Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, she's telling the Sunday Times that the story's not true.
Oh, darn it.
I know.
That's a good story. That's a heck of a story. Wow. Busted by jam.
Yeah. She pretended that she didn't even know what the story was. She pulled a Mariah Carey, Jennifer Lopez, I don't even know her, to the interviewer at the Sunday Times. I don't know what you're talking about. Oh, my goodness. Yes, you do, because you were playing along with the discourse, filming a fake witch on top of a balcony and saying that it's your mother-in-law.
Oh, yeah.
Holly, I don't know her.
That whole song.
Yeah.
I don't know her.
I don't know her. So, yeah. So Shakira is like, well, that's not even, I mean, she just pretended not to even know it. So in her pretending not to know it, I suppose that's a denial of sort.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, maybe the reality is spicier than the jam jar, you know? And she's like, I really know what happened.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, who knows how she found out multiple ways.
Sticky buns in this house.
Exactly.
Oh.
You know, a little shaggy over there. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. In the shower.
Leftover panties.
Mm-hmm.
Ew. Mm-hmm.
And on the sofa.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Leftover panties. That is a phrase I don't want to hear again.
No.
I just, ew. And a little royal news. Rose Hanbury responding to the rumors that she has been in a longtime affair with Prince William.
Mm-hmm.
Her attorneys are saying that the rumors are completely false.
Yeah.
Do not believe this.
Next.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you, next.
Thank you, next.
Mm-hmm. No jam jars here on our estate.
Nope. More of these stories, more dirt alerts coming up in our noon hour right here on My Talk 107.1. But coming up next, dear friends, low-rise jeans. Are they back to terrorize us? And Oprah gets real personal about her weight struggle and those new weight loss drugs in an ABC special. Next.
Hi, friends. Alexis for David and the team at First Equity. If you got a mortgage question, you know who to call. First Equity. They've been working in our market for 23 years and counting. They're live and local. They'll meet with you in person. They take the time to really get to know you and make sure that you are set up for financial success. And especially if this is all new to you, this is your first mortgage or your first refinance, you want to make sure that you are working with a team that will take the time to explain everything so that you know what's going to happen when you sign that ream of paper at the end of the process. And that team is First Equity. Because they are local, because they are independent, you get that personalized attention you need and deserve. And they can also shop multiple lenders for you. They're not specifically attached to a bank, so you get better rates, better opportunities for down payment, more options, and just a great team to work with. They take the time to get to know you. 763-251-8000 or head to mytalk1071.com and type in keyword David.
Like a thief in the night, we're back.
Oh my God, oh
my God. Jason and Alexis in the morning right here on My Talk. Everything entertainment, everything examinations. I'm Jace with Lex.
Oh, really?
Oh, what kind, Jason?
It depends.
Oh, no.
It depends, yeah.
Some probing?
Oh.
Maybe.
The Iowa test of basic skills?
Maybe.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Mm-hmm. The presidential fitness assessment?
Oh, hell no. That can just, like, go away. That was the worst. It make me run a mile in my new outfit?
Holly, in 6 minutes. Lex did really well at it, so that's why she's asking. Lex was very good.
I'm just thinking about the different assessments. I did enjoy that day, yes.
I know you did.
Oh, yeah. Nightmare-inducing.
Horrible.
Horrible. Can you do a pull-up? Oh, do I have to hang from this bar for 2 seconds and then release me?
Oh, yeah, you could do the hang, too. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
Horrible.
Oh.
Horrible.
Memories.
Anyway.
We have lots of fashion memories, too.
Yeah. Like low-rise jeans.
Yes.
Wow.
Why? Billy. Like a Tex Avery cartoon. Why are we asking this question, Lex?
Well, I'm going to answer the question with the question. Who is the queen of low-rise jeans?
Snooki.
Oh. Not Snooki. Before that.
Britney Spears. Oh, good one, Jason. Big money.
Both really good answers, but no.
No?
Oh.
What?
That'd be Paris Hilton.
Oh, that's hot.
That's hot.
That's
yeah.
Hot. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She's 43 years old now. She took to Instagram, posted a series of pictures of her back in the early 2000s and says, a hot take, low-rise jeans should make a comeback. No. Yeah, what say you? Yeah.
To quote Sheba Sheree.
Ew, to the nah. To the nah, nah, nah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No.
This sparked hundreds of responses, including responses from Alyssa Milano. And I completely agree with what she wrote. She says, you were the only human who pulled this off.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe her buddy Tara Reid.
Okay.
Maybe Tara Reid, too.
Yeah. Nikki Glaser says, yes, but only for you. And then a lot of other people really taking it home saying, wow, well, this is the reason why I had an eating disorder. Some people saying now we can't because love handles and my body's changed since having a baby.
Oh, I'm looking at Paris Hilton's Instagram post.
Yeah.
And her low rise pants were the lowest of the lowest
ever.
Of the lowest. There's one thing to wear a lower cut jean.
Yeah.
These things.
Girl.
Oh.
Oh.
I remember trying them on, and they always constantly felt like they were falling down.
Yeah,
because they were.
Yeah, well, true. And baby got back. You know,
yeah,
she didn't really.
No,
baby. Didn't
but I had those thick thighs. Still do. Can't wear those. Sorry.
No. We can't. No. Mommy can't do that.
No. And then, oh, goodness, you're looking up close at some of these pictures. Wow, early 2000s. She was wearing stick-on stickers.
Oh.
Right by her hip bone. Looks like a rainbow.
Oh, righto.
And glittery. And then there was a trend in the early 2000s with jeans where they had like the little threads, kind of like a Western motif to it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh.
Look, I know we're the show of you do you, you be you.
Mm-hmm.
But here's what we don't want you to do. Here are two trends. And I'm going to add one.
Okay.
Because it's the cousin. It's the cousin to this. It's not the brother or sister. It's the cousin to the same era of the low-rise jean era.
Okay.
Overplucked brows. Can I get a hallelujah?
Oh, right. Ooh,
yeah.
Can I get a hallelujah?
Leave them alone, kids. Yeah. And McMahon didn't tweet his.
No. And it is still an epidemic in my own gay community.
Oh, it is. Bushy's in.
Can I? Yeah. Oh. I try to bring it up at headquarters every time I'm there for our monthly meeting.
Yeah.
In Golden Valley.
That's is that where it is?
Yeah, remember the gay headquarters looks like the Hall of Justice from Super Friends. Yes. And it's in Golden Valley. Mm. The lesbian home office in Vergrove Heights.
That's right. We got the east side and the west side covered.
That's right. The lesbians took over a abandoned Restoration Hardware. And that's where they have their headquarters. That's where the lesbians.
I thought it'd be more nature or
No. But yeah, it is the overplucked. I'm sorry, and if Colleen's listening, she's judging me right now. The over tweeze, because Colleen Lindstrom always says, "You pluck a chicken, Lex. You tweeze a brow." I have to remember that.
Yes,
it is one of the biggest issues facing the gay community right now.
Is it?
Yes, it is. Over tweezing,
top of the agenda.
It really is. I just spoke about this with BB, with Baby Bjorn, the producer of the Jason show. He agrees with me. But low-rise jeans, it's the same era. Remember, they would tweeze them so much, you would pencil them in. You would Joan Crawford them back in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Tara Reid did this a lot.
It's anyway. Yeah, it can be really scary.
Yeah. Did you ever do that, Lex? Did you do really thin?
No.
You have great eyebrows.
I tried to do... Well, I did... one time, and then I was like, forget this. I'm not doing this anymore. So it's just, bloop, that's it.
Holly D. Roberts, did you ever participate in this trend?
In the pluck brows?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You look at my high school senior picture.
Mm-hmm.
Those brows were thin. And I was plucking my brows all the way up until when I was in grad school. And then I discovered the wonderful world of eyebrow threading. And I have never looked back.
Mm-hmm. Right. Just clean it up.
Yep.
Lex introduced me to threading. I went with her. It was fun to watch.
Yeah. I was actually shamed by a makeup artist for my thin brows.
Mm.
Yeah. I was getting my makeup done. So this happened when I was getting my makeup done to be on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire back in the day.
Oh.
And I would have been a senior in college. And this makeup artist shamed me because my eyebrows were too thin.
Oh.
And I was like, well, okay.
I have bigger things to worry about right now.
Yeah.
I'm trying to be a millionaire here.
Yeah, thank you.
So, please. Yeah, but
let me play devil's advocate. I don't mean to be mean, but Holly, did you deserve the shaming?
Not necessarily. Now, in years prior, yes. High school, absolutely. College, no.
Okay.
The college, no.
Okay. So, no, there was no Game of Thrones walking you through the town square.
Absolutely no not. Shaming. No shaming.
Yeah, none of that. No, we weren't doing that to Holly Roberts back then.
No, but now my eyebrows are threaded, which I'm way overdue.
Shame.
Ah.
Right. Yeah. I just trim off the sides, you know? You just let it go.
Yeah. I've always, my friend Temple in Michigan City, my Temple Rice, taught me. She looked at me one day, and sometimes you need a friend just to kind of be a little bit of a butthole. You know what I mean? You need unedited buttholeness. And she looked at me, she goes, Jason, you look like Bert and Ernie. She goes, there should be two eyebrows.
Oh.
She goes, you need to trim those.
Yeah.
You look like Bert and Ernie. And she took, she did. We can call her right now. And she taught me how to properly arch. She taught me how to tweeze. And I am forever grateful because I think I have pretty good
looking
eyebrows.
Good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because
there's two of them. Yeah.
Yeah, two whole ones. You are not Bert and or Ernie.
No.
It looked like Kermit the Frog there with no eyebrows. No, just kidding. No. But it shapes your face.
Yes.
And that's the thing where you get a proper arch. Mm-hmm. You go to a professional.
Yes.
And they're going to be able to basically like give you a facelift.
Yes.
By just shaping your brows. It's incredible.
Yeah.
Holly, look at the camera. You have really good eyebrows.
I get them done professionally.
Yeah, you have great eyebrows.
Well, because I was shamed. let us be clear.
Shame.
Oh, but no, to wrap this up, to put a bow on it, we shan't.
No.
We shan't be doing the load right. Sorry, Paris.
Yeah, no.
No.
I love you. I love your new Hilton commercials, but.
Yeah, they look terrible.
Yeah, that's fine. Can we bring back juicy track suits?
My granny panties will be hanging out. Ooh, big time. Yes. Track suits, yes.
Yeah.
And no whale tails either.
Yeah.
Who decided that thong underwear was a great idea?
Who did?
It's just a dingleberry depository.
Ugh. Ugh, can we break? Ugh.
We'll be right back.
Hey everyone, it's Alexis. Last year I enrolled in My Genetics by Health Partners to get a better understanding of my genetic health risks. This community health research study with no-cost genetic testing can help detect, prevent, and treat risks before they arise. But I also got to learn more about my ancestry breakdown and lots of interesting genetic traits, like if I'm prone to snoring, my caffeine metabolism, and even my earwax type. To learn more, visit healthpartners.com/yourgenes.
Jason and Alexis in the morning. Right here on My Talk, Everything Entertainment. Everything Oprah Winfrey. Oprah had her big special on last night via ABC, talking about all of those weight loss drugs that we've been hearing so much about. And first, a couple observations. The first one is, boy, oh boy, I said to Colin, the way it was shot, the way there is a studio audience, the way the lighting, everything was beautifully reminiscent of the Oprah show. Oh, it made me so happy as an Oprah show fan. It fundamentally just a base level. I don't care what the topic would have been. I felt like it was 4 o'clock p.m. in 2008 all over again.
And she was even sitting on her side of the set.
She was.
You know, it was just set up exactly like that.
Yeah, it was great. Like, I just loved it. Okay, now on to the actual content. Because Oprah has revealed about a month or two ago that she's on one of these medications. And she right away talked about, and I love this especially for young folks who may only know her now from, you know, Controversy with A Color Purple, or know her from movie roles, but don't have any memory of what the Oprah Winfrey Show was or the impact on culture that the Oprah Winfrey Show had. She talked about the 25-year sport of making fun of Oprah's weight, which really was. It was in the gossip rags and the tabloids. It was a 25-year-long sport to talk about Oprah's weight. And she mentioned that right at the top of the broadcast. And here's a little bit of that from last night's special on ABC.
I took on the shame that the world gave to me. For 25 years, making fun of my weight was national sport. 1990, I saw myself on the cover of TV Guide's Best and Worst Dress List. And I remember thinking, oh, look, there I am on the cover. Mr. Blackwell, the tastemaker of the time, called me bumpy, lumpy, and downright dumpy. I was ridiculed on every late night talk show for 25 years and tabloid covers for 25 years. So in an effort to combat all the shame, I starved myself for nearly 5 months and then wheeled out that wagon of fat. And after losing 67 pounds on a liquid diet, the next day I started to gain it back.
Yeah. One of her many, because admittedly, I know too much about the Oprah show.
Yeah.
Indoor Kid. That was one of many revelations that she shared with us throughout the Oprah Winfrey show run. The liquid diet. And then she moved to Bob Green, her trainer, and got lost weight in a healthy way. Then she did the low carb diet in the late 90s, early 2000s. Mm-hmm. Then she gained the weight back. And then she lost it again for her 50th birthday. So she's been on this. And she said one of the revelations from last night's special on ABC was she realized that obesity is not always about willpower. It is a disease that some of us are wired to battle this. And they use the analogy of holding your breath underwater, the metaphor of holding your breath underwater. Eventually you will rise, meaning you can lose. And this is what hit me like a brick as someone who has struggled with weight. Your body is built. Your body is wired to maintain the size that you are right now. So
yeah,
if you are hardwired for this, the chances are you will rise. Like you're holding your breath. You're going to have to come up for air. You're going to go back to where you were. If you lose the weight, chances are you're going to put it back on because that is how you are wired. And Oprah made that revelation that it's biology. And that is why she wants to get rid of the shame if you are in this situation. And not everybody is. Not everybody is. That these drugs, these new drugs can be, which actually she also found out aren't really new. They've been around for a very long time. That there should be no shame associated with it. And we don't have time to get into it. Maybe we will
tomorrow. It tonight.
I was really they covered literally every aspect of it. And there was a father and a mother with their teenage daughter who has struggled with weight since she was a kid. And she is on one of these that has been approved for adolescents, for kids, for teenagers. And the mother has said that she has gotten a lot of blowback. But she said it's a kind of a damned if you do, damned if you don't. You know, her daughter was obese. So she gets, you know, people go, if you wouldn't give your kid the food. But then now she's getting blowback because she's trying to help her daughter be healthy. And I looked at Colin and I said, "I who can shame her? First of all, it's her daughter. Mind your own damn business."
Yeah.
And second of all,
that's easier said than done for some people.
Oh, absolutely, Lex.
You're always going to get something.
Yes. But this daughter, when you meet her, and you will in the special, it's like a butterfly. It sounds like a silly, overused analogy. She's like a butterfly. She's now trying out for cheerleading. Her cholesterol levels, all of her levels are normal for the first time in her life.
Wow.
She's going to prom for the first time. It's just, I don't know. They cover the side effects. Mm-hmm. They don't shy away from that. They talk to a woman who's actually stopped using these because she was getting nauseous. They talk to the heads of Eli Lilly and I can't remember the other company that's doing these to talk about, the future of these. It was well-rounded hour-long special. Mm-hmm. And again, we can talk more about it. If you're going to watch it tonight, Lex,
Yes, I am.
It was worthwhile, especially, you know, if you're thinking about it, I've thought about it using these. I have people in my life that are on it. It answers a lot of your questions. So you can watch it right now on Hulu. Yeah, on Hulu. That's going to do it for us today. If you're listening and you're a kid that's being bullied, you go out there and be yourself because nobody can tell you you're doing it wrong. Right, Lex?
That's right. You be you. Have a fantastic day. We love you so very much. Donna and Steve Experience up next, and we'll talk tomorrow. Bye for now.